Chapter 2. Shadows in the Chapel. Let's dive into this important topic. Elias arrives at the heart of Black Hollow, its centuries-old chapel standing ominously in the autumn fog. Inside, the chapel is as silent as a tomb, save for the brittle pages of its mysterious ledger. Searching for answers, Elias uncovers ancient scribbles and whispers of a curse that claims the souls of its victims. But there's more at play than old myths, and the townspeople know it. 2.1 Whispers of the Past. Elias steps into the dimly lit chapel, its walls echoing tales of long-lost secrets. The place feels frozen in time, yet there's a distinct sense that the past is speaking to him. The air is thick with history, every creak of the floorboards hinting at stories untold. As Elias steps deeper into the chapel, he feels an ancient presence enveloping him like a shroud. The building itself seems to breathe with age, its timber beams groaning softly under the weight of forgotten years. Every creak of the floorboards beneath his feet whispers tales of long-lost congregations and the heavy burden of hidden truths. The air is dense, carrying the faint aroma of candle wax and incense mixed with the crispness of autumn's decay. Each step he takes stirs dust that dances in the shafts of sunlight filtering through stained glass windows, casting kaleidoscopic patterns across the chapel's cold stone walls. There's an unrelenting urge for his mind to wander through time, piecing together the fragmented stories embedded in these hallowed halls. Here, in this sacred space, the past is not merely remembered, it is palpably alive, haunting every whispering corner. The chapel's mysterious ledger holds names from decades past, including Elias's own, sending chills down his spine. Upon discovering the brittle leather-bound ledger resting on the altar, Elias feels an impulsive pull to unearth its secrets. The parchment pages are fragile, their edges feathered and delicate, stained with the sepia of age. As he scans the list of names, his heart skips a beat when he finds his own name staring back at him, a name written decades before his birth. The realization sends shivers racing down his spine, dragging with them a cascade of questions and an unwelcome fear. This revelation not only blurs the lines of time, but also carves an unsettling path into Elias's existence. The ink that forms the letters of his name stands as a silent testament to an unseen hand guiding a dark destiny. Elias knows instinctively that this ledger is more than a mere record. It is a harbinger of doom and a challenge to unravel the mystery of his foreboding inheritance. Ancient scribbles on the pages suggest a curse, but Elias senses there's modern fear mixed in with the legend. The ledger's pages bear more than just names. Scattered among them are cryptic symbols and scribbled notations that speak of a curse stretching back through generations. These markings, barely decipherable, hint at rituals long forgotten but seemingly preserved through whispers of the past. Elias pores over the faint etchings, piecing together a sinister narrative about a curse linked to the full moon, one that transforms people into beasts drawn to violence and destruction. However, as Elias delves deeper, a gnawing suspicion takes root within him. The whispered legends of the curse entwine with something almost tangible, a pulsing undercurrent of present-day dread. The townspeople's hushed tones and furtive glances amplify this sensation, indicating that the horror buried within these stories might still be very much alive, lurking in the shadows of Black Hollow. Locals seem frightened of something living right under their noses, whispering warnings about the chapel's sinister history. The closer Elias gets to the truth, the more he becomes aware of the palpable fear pervading Black Hollow's streets. Locals avert their gaze, eyes shifting nervously, voices barely above a whisper when speaking of the chapel. Their unease is like a tangible fog clinging to the town, growing thicker with any mention of its dark past. It's as though discussing it too openly might awaken the lurking beast within. Amidst their vague references to disappearances and cryptic advice to avoid the chapel after dark, Elias detects an underlying current of terror, a fear that the past horrors might reemerge to haunt them once more. These carefully guarded warnings serve as a testament to a community living in the shadow of something terrible, an unspoken acknowledgement that the danger never really left, but merely lies dormant, biding its time beneath their awareness. 2.2. Secrets in Silence. With every dusty page he turns, Elias feels as if he's pulling back layers of buried truths. The silence of the chapel is almost deafening.